AP Radio News. I'm Violet Ekonomova. A huge crowd is gathered along Ben Franklin Parkway in Philadelphia for Pope Francis's final parade and outdoor mass on his U.S. visit.
It's just an amazing human being, and I just want to feel his holiness.
Kathy Santa Cross is among those who've waited at security checkpoints for hours ahead of the event. AP correspondent Julie Walker is also there. Julie, what's it looking like?
Violet, organizers expect up to a million people out here, and I can tell you it's already jam-packed. Many got here before 7 a.m. to stake out a good spot. Those with tickets can get close. Those without are on the periphery, but there are jumbotrons. The stage has been transformed into an altar with a giant gold cross on it, and there is a full orchestra. Before Mass begins, the pontiff tours the area in his Popemobile. I'm Julie Walker, live in Philadelphia. Violet?
Thanks so much, Julie. A three-day gathering of world leaders getting underway at the UN in New York. The president of Belarus has just wrapped up a speech warning of another world war if there's one more step toward global conflict. It's a thinly veiled attack on Western efforts to address the conflict in Syria. Russia's moves in the country will be a point of discussion when President Obama sits down with President Vladimir Putin for the first time in a year. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith.
The last time they spoke was on the sidelines of an Asia-Pacific summit in Beijing, but officials say the Russians requested this meeting to discuss Syria's civil war. Aides say Obama hopes it helps clarify the reasons for Moscow's military buildup in Syria, but they say he certainly will use it to tell Putin again to stop aiding separatists in Ukraine and pull out Russian troops and weapons.
Putin, meanwhile, sharply criticizing U.S. military support for Syrian rebels ahead of that meeting, calling it illegal and useless. AP Radio News. Jeb Bush says he can win the New Hampshire primary.
We just started advertising. I'm confident we get good response. We got a great ground game in these early states. I'm confident I can win New Hampshire for sure.
Bush tells Fox News Sunday polls showing Donald Trump in the lead don't mean much 5 months before votes are cast. A rare double feature tonight in the sky. It's a supermoon coinciding with a total lunar eclipse.
Supermoon refers to when a full or new moon makes its closest approach to Earth. It's still 220,000 miles away, but that's 30,000 miles closer than average. So Sunday night's full moon will look a little bit bigger and a little bit brighter than usual. And shortly after 10 p.m. Eastern time, Earth will cast its shadow, lining up with the full moon and the sun for a total lunar eclipse. The combination hasn't been seen since 1982 and won't happen again until 2033. Ben Thomas, Washington.
I'm Violet Ekonomova, AP Radio News.